The humble shepherd and his young bride, mother but for a short time, and a band of hill country shepherds watched in silent amazement as the tiny babe spent his first moments here on earth. Today we understand from the scriptures that that night was indeed a holy night, when the God who made the heavens and the earth emptied himself and took on him the form of man to become Emmanuel, God with us. This was the beginning of a life unique among all lives. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a common woman who was a virgin. He grew up in the home of a simple carpenter, living first in Egypt and then in the less than popular town of Nazareth. He never wrote a book. He never held a public office. He never had a family or owned a home. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 300 miles from where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no earthly credentials but himself. At the age of 30, he began to minister and preach unto the people of Israel. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away from him. He was turned over to those who hated him and went through the mockery and pretension of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only earthly possessions he had. When he was dead, he was hastily laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is still the central figure of the human race and the hope for all of mankind. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not served mankind on earth as much as that one solitary life.